Chin Chin, it's Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum.
Not the ideal time for my headphones to go mono, but...
Do you think it's the jack? Is it the jack?
Rick, can you come save me?
Hey, welcome to the studios. Tom from Federal Merchants, the official Sailor Jerry representative.
What's happening, Johnny?
Just settling in for Cocktail Corner.
That's it. We've got some delicious drinks to come up from Bill from Long Room. But yeah, we've just been sort of having a few drinks here now. I'm feeling pretty good, feeling ready to get into Cocktail Corner.
Now, Big Hungry was here last week, but this is my first week with Sailor Jerry. I had some feedback from some of the people in the BFM offices, and they had put forth the idea that Sailor Jerry was one of the smoother rums for sipping on and or having a shot of. Is
definitely,
this the case?
Bro.
Can you vouch for this?
I can definitely vouch for that. So we're a blended rum sourced from different distilleries around the Caribbean. And then we basically chuck lots of spices into our mix to make it smooth, to make it perfect for whether you want to have it with ginger beer or whether you want to have it in a cocktail. So obviously we're highlighting some delicious cocktails today and last week and over the next month. But equally, it's like just for those at home who don't know how to make cocktails, for those who aren't bartenders, just chuck some ginger beer, chuck some lime, and you're away.
Do you reckon ginger beer and lime is the best combo for rum? Like, you must have a personal favourite. Of course, there's, like, a safe bet.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, Tom having a rum...
Yeah. Well, if it's Tom having a rum... It's probably a daiquiri, because daiquiris are just so bloody delicious. So that's lime juice, sugar syrup.
You had me at daiquiri, man.
Yeah. But if I'm having, like, just a simple, easy mixed-down drink, then it would probably be orange juice and rum. Or ginger beer and rum. You gotta have that lime wedge though.
Just like you do?
Yeah.
But orange juice has a decent amount of citrus-ish. I haven't considered orange juice, really.
No,
but
I know.
What is the casual name of that if I'm to cruise into a bar and ask for an orange juice and rum?
SJ and OJ. That's what we call it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I hoped it would have some kind of like...
Like a screwdriver type style name?
Yeah,
nah, not so much.
The ginger one is
like Sailor Jerry and ginger beer, like you're away. That's all you need to say.
A Sailor Jerry.
Literally.
Okay, texters, feel free to name a cocktail that would involve orange juice and rum. 5395. We do have prizes. Yeah, carry on.
Okay, you're gonna give us a bit of background. Oh, someone's ringing. Should we take phone calls?
Put some headphones on, Tom.
Okay.
Getting personal, mate.
Right on.
Hello, BFM. You're with Cocktail Corner.
Hi, Cocktail Corner. It's called a muddy water.
Is it?
Yep.
Is that what
rum,
it's called?
Rum and orange juice. My auntie passed it down to me as her favourite drink, and it's fucking great.
Oh, man. What's your auntie's
name?
Is
that like an inherited family name? The Muddy Water?
It could be, yeah. What's your auntie's name? We need to, like, because if someone's going to ask, it'll be like, well, Janet said it, you know.
Pippi. Yep.
Sweet. Okay, so Pippi says of...
Muddy Water.
Okay.
And the other one's, Dark and Stormy with the ginger beer and the lime.
That is 100% correct.
Right on.
That's how I like to drink it.
I actually quite like muddy water because it's got that sort of blues.
That feels
feel
really
to it,
good to me
it?
As
yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
like
maybe
it.
Pippi's just smashed it out of the park, to be honest. Hey,
yeah,
thanks, man.
Has.
Did you want a prize or anything?
I think
or?
It's an 80s thing.
I feel like this input deserves a prize of some sort, mate. Do you need anything? Or?
I think I won a prize last week, so it's all good.
Ka pai, my friend. Take it easy out there. Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys.
That's the BFM listenership, Tom. It's a strong crew.
Yeah, they're just shouting out knowledge everywhere, left, right, and centre. Good guy. Hell of a guy, that last call.
An auntie called Pippi is fucking mint. That's
auntie
a great
Pippi?
Name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Auntie Pip. So I've got a few yarns that I could...
Later on, you were gonna give us some Sailor Jerry history slash... Because this chap was got around.
A hell of a dude.
Did some stuff.
Was Norman Sailor Jerry Collins. But he was all about being a bit of a larrikin and living outside of the lines and being a bit of a prankster. And I guess the first story isn't him being the prankster, it's him being pranked on. And the way that kind of started was when he was green, when he was first kicking off and he just started his apprenticeship in Chicago. The way that they sort of said was you learn your tattooing style is at the morgue.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so...
yeah, because if otherwise it may be like a pig, but definitely the morgue would make it.
So this is what they told Sailor Jerry, right? They were like, look, the way that you're going to hone your skills, go down to the morgue, this dude will sort you out, and he'll put a stiff in front of you. And so...
closed casket funerals.
Yeah, exactly, like neck down, covered up. Yeah. But so he gets his gun out, and he's totally green, right? He's got no idea, learning how to tattoo. And he starts tattooing this guy, and all of a sudden, this supposedly dead guy just starts howling and just gets up. Whoa. And kind of scared the shit out of the poor kid. So there was just like a prankster culture within the whole tattoo scene, right? And that's how where it kind of kicked off, and where Sailor Jerry learned, well, you're either going to be pranked or you become the pranker. Nice. And he kind of spent the rest of his life kind of just causing havoc and ruining people's afternoons. And another wee story, I've got lots of stories to tell about this guy, so I won't tell them all.
Just real quick, we've actually caused a bit of an uproar here. Apparently that drink, orange juice and rum, has a few names, and Pippi might have to, like, we might have to get hold of Pippi somehow or some crap. Orange juice and rum is called a stinger.
Oh my god, that's amazing. That's BT-dub. My nickname.
A rum screwdriver, which is, yeah, we were kind of on that turf anyway. A rum driver.
Yeah, that we said the screwdriver, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
no,
we
but
didn't
I feel
have
like people
muddy
are just
waters
morphing it a bit.
With Auntie Pippi. There's lots of names that can go by people, but just order it with Sailor Jerry and you'll be alright. Yeah. I'll tell you another yarn about what Sailor Jerry did back in the day. So he kind of honed his skills in the World War II era. And he was based in Hawaii, and there's a guy there called King Kamehameha, and he's basically like the Abraham Lincoln of Hawaii. There's big days, and they get up really early, and they have a parade, and they walk into the center of the square to this massive statue of King Kamehameha. Anyways, on the eve of this night, Jerry and a couple of his bros who were sailors, they jumped aboard one of the ships, and they stole a massive salami. Like just one big stick of salami, then went up a coconut tree and stole a pair of coconuts.
I don't know if you can steal coconuts from a coconut tree.
Ah, well, fair enough. So they took this pair of coconuts. Anyways,
depending on, like, you know, I'm feeling like my image is like it's like a shore coconut tree where people are just kind of like
free and easy coconuts.
Yeah, but if you can get up there to get it, you deserve it. That kind of coconut tree.
These ones had like a bluish hue.
Coconut trees
them.
Are quite dangerous. You know, you kind of want to get them out of the way as soon as possible. If they're ready to go. They're ready to go. That's what I'm saying.
Well, so these were basically just a pair of balls, and he strapped these coconuts and this big sausage around King Kamehameha, and these people walked up to the statue in the morning to pay their homage to this absolute legend, and he just had his balls and tackle hanging out for all the people to see. And that's the kind of guy that Sailor Jerry was. He was a prankster, right? And like back
actually,
in the
my
day,
favorite thing about this whole scenario is the word prankster. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Prankster?
Bring back the pranksters.
Yeah.
Don't get anyone to sit behind me and then push me, though. No, that's not a funny one. That's the worst one. Or, like, take a chair out from someone? That's not funny. Don't do that.
But those are weak pranks. Like, if you're putting...
Yeah, that's
like,
not, it's not
salami
and coconuts.
Yeah.
It's no in the town square.
I think there's other ones as well. So they used to share tattoos amongst the tattoo artists, and it used to be like a rub. And if you like someone, you'd share the tattoos. This is obviously before the internet and before any magazines. So that's the way the tattoos kind of spread around, because you were like the king of the town, and they were supposed to, other than Hawaii, it wasn't supposed to be any other tattoo shops within like 100-mile radius of you. Like, that was your spot, and you commanded that was your turf, right? And they would share these acetate tattoo things that give the outline of the tattoos. Anyways, he would mess his ones up. He would like screw with the people that were doing the tattoos. And if you passed, if you noticed that like something was spelt wrong, or that like the design wasn't quite finished, then you were worthy and he'd send you the proper ones. But he'd send these like bullshit ones first, so that like your rep got tarnished, but you needed to like look into it and see and prove your worthiness.
Just like a quality control, essentially.
Yeah.
Apparently somebody else always knew that a rum and orange as a Muddy Waters. But someone's saying it's not a stinger. That's a brandy and white creme de... What is that? Creme de menthe? What is that creme de menthe drink?
It's like
we do have Bill from the Long Room, the drink maker himself. Do you know? So what is that alcohol then? Is that
creme de menthe is just like a real minty liqueur style. Okay. Yeah.
Everyone's got an opinion, though. Yeah, that's what I seem to be taking from this.
You can't ask a bartender who's not got an opinion, though.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, what have you brought with you today to accentuate the Sailor Jerry experience?
I've got like a real fun summer-style tiki-esque cocktail.
Okay.
So Tom actually gave us a load of these Sailor Jerry tins, cans. Kind of looks like a baked bean can. We have like the
Sailor
Jerry logo.
I think we've got
Jerry
one kicking around the office as well.
Yeah, it's good. Like with all like tattoos on there. And so first of all, I just wanted to do an appropriate cocktail to put in there. And the cocktail we've got in there today, as I say, it's like a summer, fun, fresh, fruity, tiki-style cocktail. In there, we've got, obviously, Sailor Jerry's. It'd be a bit weird if it wasn't in there. We've got banana liqueur, which is banana's one of my favorite ingredients. A bit of orgeat, which is like an almond syrup. Some fresh lemon, some fresh pineapple.
Almond syrup?
Yeah.
That piqued my interest quite hard. And the banana, I'm like, ooh.
So with orgeat, if you go back into like the birth of tiki cocktails, the Mai Tai is right. The one that's going to stand out. Eh?
Right.
So it's the one people have all come across that actually contains orgeat. What else have we got in there? From the fresh pineapple, fresh lemon, a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters, which is like an aromatic bitters. And just a little tiny touch of a real heavy molasses rum. So it's like a real funky flavor.
Molasses what?
Molasses. Molasses is like the byproduct.
I thought you said thickness. Molasses something, like yeah. Molasses from...
Rum.
Molasses, it is from rum.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the byproduct of refining sugar cane to sugar, and it's got like a real funky taste, like a real distinctive flavor. Like I said, there's literally only a tiny touch of that just to bulk out the cocktail.
Sweet.
And it's in the can, shaken up, bit of cubed ice, topped with a bit of crushed ice, just to give it that summer look, and garnished with all the garnishes. So we're talking mint sprigs, pineapple wedges, seasonal berries, that sort of thing.
So this is something that is this one of your specialities at Long Room?
Oh, this is actually...
Did you just make it then without me knowing?
Tom said, come on the radio, make a cocktail on the fly, wing it.
I've got a stitch around my kidney as well, like, what the fuck?
So, I came up with this cocktail a few days ago because I wanted to run a bit of a special using Sailor Joe and using these epic cans. And so we're actually going to be running it as a special for the next 2 weeks. So... if you want to come try it, you know where to go.
Sweet.
I've actually got all the ingredients here today, so I'll make one up, give you guys a taste.
What do people ask
for,
Bill?
Do it, do it.
What's the name of the cocktail?
Oh, the cocktail's called Can I Kick It?
So, yes, you can.
I love...
Well, we don't know yet. I need to see the cocktail.
I love a hip-hop reference when it comes to naming cocktails. And obviously it comes in a can, so it's a no-brainer.
I see what you've done there.
So, hey, Bill, just a quick question. Do you have a history in radio? Have you done some radio in the past?
No. I've came on Cocktail Corner. This was a couple of years ago. Okay. That's about it. That's the only time I've ever spent on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah. A
couple of years ago, I was probably on our show, John.
Okay. He's a seasoned vet. He's got a silky smooth tones. He's good.
I'd like to say this is my second radio. So. Should I knock this drink out then?
Walk us through this.
So, first of all, if I'm going to go into actual measurements, we've got 40 mils of Sailor Jerry, 15 mils of the banana liqueur, 10 mils of orgeat, 30 mils of fresh lemon, 40 mils of fresh pineapple, a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters, and 5 mils of that heavy molasses rum. Lob it all in a shaker, give it a shake, and strain it into the tin, which I'll do now. Keep talking though.
No, you're alright, man. The sounds are what we're after, so you just do your thing. I've got a really delicious beard playing under here by the name of Electric Octopus. It's called Moments.
Tune.
There we go.
Really still here like a cheater.
Don't look a bartender in the eye when they're shaking because it's supposed to be their cum face.
He looked like a sprinting cheetah going straight for the can.
Yeah, shake it up, whack it straight into the can. Well, I'll put the cubed ice in and then top it with the crushed ice.
You've got a bountiful amount of ice with you, by the way. Like, it's a solid amount of ice.
Oh,
it's
no joke. I need to get more so it doesn't melt so fast.
Is it just the worst to not have enough ice, though? That's what I'm kind of getting from the amount of ice that people bring up here, like on the rig.
It's going to melt, so, but the yeah. more ice you have...
No, I understand how ice works. Don't
yeah.
get me wrong. I'm living in the current world.
There we go.
Oh, there's mint. I've seen some mint. Jesus, yeah. doesn't that mint look great on, like, a notebook? Just, there's, like, yeah. little penned, nice handwriting under there. That's a great image, isn't it, John? Could you please take a photo of that, John? That just looks great. Also, that shave ice, get your shave ice kind of ice.
Yeah. See, with a metal straw, it's, metal hard, straw. To, it's hard to drink
good man.
Tiki-style drinks with crushed ice without a straw. And obviously, we don't want to be using plastic. So if you don't have an alternative, you need to find one.
Because
okay. it is awkward drinking crushed ice drinks without a straw. So obviously, the metal ones are reusable. Along with we use paper straws for all our cocktails. What else we got in here, then? Spoon. So we've got to garnish, we've got a pineapple wedge in there.
Oh, this is when it goes shave ice, get your shave ice, I think. Oof.
Some seasonal berries.
Not to get on your whites.
Oh, no. There we go. And then the last bit of garnish will be a mint sprig.
A what now?
A mint sprig.
Ah, good.
So like the top crown bit of the
mint is my favourite of all the herbs.
Oh, I'm a big fan of coriander, eh?
Oh, that's that is a close second. I'm not joking, those two are pretty much neck and neck.
Yeah, there we go.
Looks lovely. So, doesn't it look lovely, John? It looks like a kind of like a cocktail bouquet situation.
I'm actually just thinking of my my phone out in the BFM office charging, and I should probably take a photo of it, shouldn't I?
I was wondering where that was going. You find the Android to be a cleaner photo than the Apple, don't you, John? Would you like to admit that on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Have a taste. Tell me what you think.
John left it just at the right time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Perfect. Worked out well for me.
You get the first suck on that metallic straw.
Fantastic.
My germs.
What are your thoughts?
I'm trying to remember what's in here. The banana is mint.
Banana, yeah. So banana, orgia. So you won't get like a massive almond hit from it. It's more of like a sweetener
that works
well with the ingredients.
Is that rum thing quite like a... I feel like there's a lot of flavour coming from that.
From the little bit?
Yeah.
So from what you'll
like
get
the
mainly
rum
from...
situation.
What you'll get from the rum is from the Sadie James, you have like a bit of cinnamon, a lot of vanilla, nice sweet notes to it.
It's really deep. It's deep. It's a deep one.
Yeah. Yeah. And the little 5 mils is just a little bit of funk in there.
Always with the funk.
Oh, it's delicious.
There we go.
You've got a happy customer there.
That's what we're looking for.
It's actually got a really full body.
That's what I said, though. Yeah, I was deep. Yeah. You're going wide. I'm going...
God, yum. I like it. It's...
we'll pump up again.
Can I say I'm getting, like, some raspberry in there? I mean, obviously there's raspberries on the top, but...
blackberries on the top.
Yeah, blackberries on the top.
It is a real fruity cocktail. Yeah. So you think you've got the banana, the pineapple, and some lemon as the citrus in there. So there's a lot going on. And
it
the vanilla
like
from the rum.
It's like a...
So you say there's Angostura bitters?
Angostura bitters in there, yeah.
It's like a little honey mixture.
Lauren for the win. This is great.
It feels great with that ice-cold tin on the hand as well.
Yeah. Well, I say, how cool does it look, though, the actual tin itself?
This is
something that you could drink in one gulp.
And the great thing about those tins,
I feel like it's going to age and get better though as it melts.
It'll soften and bring flavours out more as well.
You can take those tins home from Long Room, and when you need some more bill, I'll just fill you back.
Is that for real?
You get some more tins.
You better tell the bouncers.
Just the guys that are at home, just like with. Like cupboards full of Sailor Jerry tins, but that's what we want to see.
We've actually just noticed a lot of BFM mugs missing from around here. So, look, if you've got a BFM mug out there, make sure you have a Simplicity B card. That's all I've got to say about that.
I may have a tin with like a toothbrush and a pair of scissors and tweezers in back home.
Right on. Well done. Well done. Well done, Long Room. Well done, Sailor Jerry.
I didn't do anything. I just
bought
the spirit.
What do I say if I go to Long Room and I want that drink?
Can I get it? Can I kick it?
Thank
Which is a bit
much.
Of a bit of a tongue twister there.
Or just heaps of eye contact and go, can I kick it? Like, you know, you know.
Can I get it? Can I kick it?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
If you say it like that, you'll get a high five for sure.
Definitely.
John's encapsulated. Thank you, gents.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure. We'll see you here next week. With Kimber Libre.
Oh, nice, nice.
Was Cocktail Corner, thanks to Sailor Jerry's Spiced Rum. Go to sailorjerry.com.